from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Impact Catalyst today are the CEO of the St. Petersburg YMCA, David Jezik, and the Associate Superintendent, Clint Herbick. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Welcome.
And David, you're coming to us live from Washington State.
Yes. Wonderful. Take a little vacation.
I think that makes us a national broadcast here then. So I heard a rumor that it was impossible to do a big private-public partnership in our area. What do you think about that? It sounds like it's happening.
Yes, we broke ground. How many weeks ago was this, Clint? It seems like maybe three.
About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. But it's been a project in the works for probably close to coming up on 7 years. But, you know, we had a couple years of COVID in there that certainly, you know, set us back a little bit. But actually, the project is really on par with other like public-private partnerships that we looked at. So actually, we're on schedule. You know, so I feel good about it. I certainly think that we still have a ways to go. I mean, the project is, we're moving a lot of dirt right now.
Yeah. So, and I suppose we should introduce what the project is. We haven't done that yet. It is a new middle school and YMCA under one roof on 62nd Ave South in North St. Pete. So that's why I mentioned this neat public-private element to it to combine these two. Mr. Herbick, you know, the Riviera Bay was there in the past. That closed down, I think, in late 2000s, 2008 or so. What made this the right time to bring back a middle school to that footprint?
I think for us, it was really the fact that there was not a lot of middle school choice programs in that area. And obviously, we had a lot of open land. And so when David and the YMCA approached us with this idea that Dr. Grego, the superintendent, knew had been successful in other parts of the country, and in fact, over at Lake Nona as well, we just thought it was a perfect opportunity to leverage our funds with the Y, build a facility that we know will be successful, and then all at the same time, expanding the choice options for middle school parents in North St. Pete.
That makes a lot of sense. And David, what was the catalyst for that outreach? You know, where did that come into the picture?
Well, our service area in Pinellas County is south of Almerton Road, and there's very few locations where land is to the degree is needed to start a Y that's available. And certainly the fact that North St. Petersburg was an area we had identified as specific needs for community engagement from the Y's perspective was ideal. And, you know, finding 19 acres sitting there vacant, it just seemed like a match made in heaven.
So. Yeah. And obviously, both of you, with regard to taking care of the kids under your care, transportation and getting to and from care and to and from school is always a thing to be dealt with, and this solves a lot of those problems.
Right, and shortly after David proposed this, we, myself included, we went over to Lake Nona, mm-hmm. just to put our eyes on the YMCA school over there, and that's an elementary school, and just to see it in person. And what we noticed was just a very large number of parents who were coming in before school started in the morning. They were dropping their kids off for some type of an activity at the Y. When school started, the parents would stay. They'd either stay at the Y and work out, or they'd go from their workout and go straight over to the school and mentor and volunteer at the school. So, I mean, it was just this constant kind of flow of parents being in both locations. And, you know, when you talk about a school being the hub of a community, I mean, it really was kind of the epitome of that. So for us to take a look at that and just say that, we're very glad that we had these 19 acres and to put that in there. And again, in this community where we know that I think those opportunities for mentorship and volunteering at both the YMCA and the school, I think will be off the charts.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so the value goes beyond just the straight childcare convenience to actually deeper engagement with the families. And to that end, then, will the Y will be fully functional, open to members, and they will, you know, parents or otherwise will be able to come in and use the facility similar to how they use the Gills facility?
Absolutely. You know, I recall Dr. Grego telling early on at when we had a focus group meeting, he mentioned that there's been a study done that children's academic journey is more successful when the family is engaged. And with 600 middle school students on this campus, with the opportunities for families to engage beyond what is happening in the classroom, I think it's bound for great success. And we've seen that even at Lake Nona and other school and YMCA projects across the country. So we're really excited about what this means in terms of being very innovative and, you know, again, providing a holistic approach to serving the families. You know, middle school is not necessarily it's a difficult time for sure for students. I don't know if anybody wants to go back and relive middle school. It's a turning point for many. And, you know, we're hoping to impact those students and together with the families to improve their quality of life and help them on a positive trajectory.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And when you look at a partnership like this, you know, can you talk about how the sledding on the finances gets easier when you, I mean, obviously there's a rarity factor for the land, just having the land. And that has value, and that was a big part of this. And both, you know, both having believing this is the right location. But when you come together and want to make this happen, how much easier is it to do this together than individually?
For us as a school district, you know, I think our portion is a little over $25 million. I think it's closer to $27 million. And so, in this environment, this construction environment, we walk away saying that we have a brand new middle school. With some of the best amenities of any middle school in the country for $27 million. That's $27 million is a lot of money, but it feels like a steal. And, you know, the part of the agreement was that the YMCA would pay for those kind of those joint use areas, such as the gym, the cafeteria, and there's a makerspace it's a family and a community or consumer science lab. And so those are things that normally we would have to put into a middle school, we would pay for, but we don't have to in this case. And so the trade-off for us is, again, we have an unbelievable facility at a cost that we would not have a chance to build this in this environment for this amount of money.
Yeah, I would echo that, Joe. I think the common area between where the students, actually the classroom area, and the YMCA is somewhat of a hub. I mean, it's got a media center, an art lab, a family consumer science center, choir room. It's, you know, the gymnasium. There's locker rooms for the students. I mean, I want to say it's approximately 40,000 square feet that rest between the two primary locations of the schools. And, you know, I think, you know, taking advantage of that amenity for families beyond the time of school, you know, into the evening, possibly weekends and summer months. I think there's opportunities to really take full advantage of a community asset to really enrich the experience of the families in the area.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And, you know, you've mentioned a few of them, but you know, any specific innovations, just the fact that obviously these students have access to these amenities, you know, that's just not normal. That's above and beyond. So in addition to, you know, to the finances working, you're really getting an extraordinary, you know, educational opportunity. Any other specific sort of innovations that this partnership will unlock that you can speak to?
Well, I'll pass this to Clint. I'd like Clint to address the fact that this is a magnet school, but it's a unique magnet school. So Clint, go ahead.
Physically it's, you know, sharing the space and taking advantage of the spaces is great. But I think, yeah, as David said, the Magna program is really going to center on leadership and service. And, you know, those are some of the core values of the YMCA. So, you know, I think kids from all over, you know, South St. Pete will be able to come there, and it'll be a unique curriculum. It's still being developed. but it will be developed and will be delivered in cooperation with the YMCA's, again, with their core values. And the health and wellness piece of it as well, is it just all fits together in this place. So I think the exciting part for us is not only the curriculum, but how motivated the students will be, not only for the new facility, but for this type of curriculum. I think that they would be attracted to the program and the curriculum, no matter where we put it. But when you put it in a facility like this, I think you're going to have some of the most motivated middle school students around.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And I believe there's an elementary with that curriculum and a high school. So this middle school actually, you know, bridges that gap and completes the puzzle, you know, with a full facility YMCA, with an outdoor pool, and a warm water instructional pool, splash pad. There's no excuse. Every child that leaves and graduates from this middle school should be know how to swim or be safe around the water. And that's part of our commitment, you know, beyond just the amenities, but ensuring that we are, you know, utilizing, you know, our what's in our wheelhouse at the Y to really, you know, provide for, again, a holistic approach to serving the families. You know, there was a study done by the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice back in 2016. And, you know, 25% of the population reported that they were obese. 62% said they were overweight. That's self-reporting. So, you know, it probably is higher than that, my imagination. And also the number of households in this area with children are higher than the county average. So there's a lot of opportunities for really, you know, filling a gap, providing affordable after school summer camp activities beyond just the wellness and health activities at YMCA. But we're really excited about it. I mean, there's so much to imagine as this evolves too, because it will continue to evolve over time. And with a 100-year lease, we are joined at the hip. So,
yeah, that's nice. That's a real vote of confidence. And I know the path has been long, and I had some awareness of it way back when you first started, David. And I think the Y is one of the very few organizations that could pull this off, and that the schools were open-minded to doing this and partnering on it. I think it's just a real win for the community. So congratulations to you both, and we will look forward to following your progress and supporting you however we can. And
Joe, if I could
absolutely
say one thing, I certainly want to acknowledge the fact that, you know, we are obviously developing resources to fund this project on the Y side, as Clint alluded to. And I'd be remiss by not mentioning that at the groundbreaking, we recognized three significant supporters of the project, one being our former board chair, Jane Ferguson, who not only is leading our capital campaign efforts, chaired our board during 2 years of COVID, and during that period of time increased her support of this project to make it a reality. And so to have someone in a leadership position make a significant gift to this project really bodes well. Anybody that's in the capital fundraising arena would appreciate me saying that. And then also to recognize Dr. Gills, who he and his wife, Heather, have planted a number of YMCAs across our area, and believed in the project early on, and once again made a significant investment in this project, believing in the fact that we can deliver on our promise, because obviously we have the Jim and Heather Gills YMCA that was dedicated in 2001. But also at this groundbreaking event, we announced the naming levels gift without the monetary amount being announced. That'll come later. Yes, the Spear Foundation, who has invested in our organization primarily in South St. Pete with the Spear Preschool Academy, they have once again stepped up, and we are recognizing their commitment to this project by naming the YMCA the Spear YMCA. So I know the middle school is yet to be named. That will probably come sometime in the upcoming year or so. But on our side, we've really want to recognize the Spear Foundation for making a significant impact. And we look forward to sharing more about that in the coming months.
And it sounds like some more room to participate, if I'm hearing you correctly. And anybody who gives money is looking for an ROI and to know. And there's always a risk of how great the impact will be. And so much of this project is de-risked now for as far as you've taken it. And so it really is a clear positive ROI on any gift you might receive at this point. So anybody
absolutely thank you, Jim.
By this, yeah, wonderful. It's a great project again, and I appreciate your time and sharing some insight on it. And we'll look forward to catching up again as you progress.
All right. Thank you,
Joe. Good to see you, Clint.
From stpcatalyst.com.